Richland City. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 7 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The March for Life is being held in Washington, D.C. It's the second march since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade that provided federal protection for abortion rights. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke to the crowd.
Let's be encouraged. Let's press on in hope and that we can join together and make this great difference. I believe that we can. We can stand with every woman for every child, and we can truly build a culture that cherishes and protects life.
Abortion restrictions have lost on the ballot box in Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky, and total bans have produced high-profile causes for abortion rights supporters to rally around. Japan's space agency says its spacecraft touched down on the moon, but is still analyzing the accuracy of that landing. A witness saw sparks shooting from a cargo plane as it made an emergency landing at Miami International Airport shortly after takeoff.
Oh my God, it's on fire! Oh my God! Sorry. It's on fire! Mom!
Atlas Air says the aircraft landed safely last night after experiencing an engine malfunction soon after departure. Melanie Arderos was out for a walk with her mother and was about to turn into her home when she heard and saw an approaching plane. The FAA says the Boeing 747 was on its way to Puerto Rico when the crew reported an engine failure. An inmate in Alabama set to be the nation's first person ever put to death by nitrogen gas will ask a federal appeals court to block the upcoming execution using that untested method. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, has vetoed legislation aimed at providing more transparency about police encounters with civilians, setting up a face-off with the city council, which says it has enough votes to override him. Prince Harry is dropping his libel lawsuit against the publisher of London's Daily Mail tabloid following a ruling in which a judge cast doubt on his case. This is AP News. EVs aren't selling as fast as anticipated.
Sales of electric vehicles are growing, but not as fast as the industry expected. Many consumers are buying hybrids instead. So Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected EV sales growth. This will affect about 1,400 workers, says Ford. Some will transfer to other jobs, and others are expected to take a special retirement program offer. Ford is also saying that it's creating hundreds of new jobs at its Michigan assembly plant to meet demand for the Bronco SUV and Bronco Raptor, and the all-new Ranger pickup and the Ranger Raptor. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities in the French Caribbean island of Martinique say two people have been rescued, and they are searching for a third person after their boat capsized. One person rescued was hospitalized. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, K Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 7 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for a wind chill advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. Well, actually for the entire listening area tomorrow morning from 3 to 9. Some morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy, cold with flurries possible, a high of 10. Tonight, scattered evening flurries, then clearing off and bitter cold, a low of 8 below. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, but cold with a high of 11. In Richland Center, it is 7 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring a beautiful country surrounding, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and an amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Good afternoon. It's 7 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Iowa County suffered a fatal snowmobile crash Thursday morning. The Iowa County 911 Center received a call at approximately 10:50 of a crash on the Military Ridge State Trail between County Highway BB and County Highway YZ. Life-saving efforts were made by law enforcement and EMS personnel, but Richard Coe, 67, of Jefferson, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Preliminary investigation shows that Coe was eastbound on the Military Ridge State Trail when he lost control of the snowmobile and was ejected from the machine, suffering serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Agencies involved include the Iowa County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Ridgeway Fire and First Responders, Dodgeville EMS, UW MedFlight, and the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Juneau County deputies are investigating after a body was found near Camp Douglas. Sheriff Andrew Zobel says the body was reported around 8:40 Thursday morning near the Oak Ridge Trail parking area. The death is being considered suspicious, but Sheriff Sobel says there is no danger to the public at this time. The victim's name and cause of death have not been released. A Madison area city has erected a 6-foot chain link fence around a retention pond where two boys fell through the ice and later died earlier this month. WMTV reported Thursday that the City of Sun Prairie's Public Works Department hired a contractor to put up the temporary fence around the pond at an apartment complex. The fence was completed Monday. The city's mayor and common council decided to erect the fence after learning last week that the two boys died. Officials have said 6-year-old Antoine Amos Jr. and 8-year-old Legend Sims died January 8th and 6th, respectively. The city spent about $13,000 to fence off the pond. The Wisconsin Assembly approved legislation that more clearly defines strip searches in schools. The bill would add to the current law, making it illegal to conduct searches that ask students to strip down to their underwear. The move came after 6 teenage girls at Suring High School said their superintendent ordered them to strip to their underwear during a search for vaping products in early 2022. However, prosecutors in Oconee County determined the searches didn't violate state law, which defines strip searches as when a person's private parts are uncovered and exposed. Thursday, the Assembly passed the bill, which was already approved in the state Senate. It will now move on to Governor Evers' desk. Representative Todd Novak and Senator Romaine Quinn introduced legislation this week to continue to fund the Office of School Safety through the fall of 2025. The Office of School Safety is a division of the Wisconsin Department of Justice created in 2018 to keep students safe at school. OSS has become a critical resource for students, teachers, school administrators, and education communities throughout Wisconsin with the intent to prevent violence in schools. While the program has been significant success in keeping students and teachers safe, the OSS has struggled to maintain adequate funding to support a full-time program. Representative Novak and Senator Quinn worked closely with Attorney General Josh Call and DOJ officials since the state budget was signed into law in July to find a solution on a funding source for OSS. This bill ensures that OSS may retain the necessary full-time staffing levels and continue to fund the program through the fall of 2025, while providing DOJ the ability to reallocate existing funding sources from revenues of concealed carry weapon permit fees to continue to fund OSS. The bill is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and has already received bipartisan support. The proposal will be formally introduced in the legislature later in January. The federal government is averting a shutdown again, but without the votes of all Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans. They voted against the stopgap bill yesterday that both houses approved. The measure avoids a shutdown tomorrow. Representative Scott Fitzgerald tells the Journal Sentinel he's concerned about border security policy. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Big Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. A new survey by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce of Wisconsin Businesses previewed a slow economic start to 2024, as only 1/5 of employers have a positive view of the state's economy. According to the Wisconsin Employer Survey, 22% of businesses rank the Wisconsin economy as strong, which is a significant drop from 39% just 6 months ago, and a steady decline from 58% in the summer 2021 survey. However, the national economy performs even worse, with only 10% rating it as strong and 28% saying it is weak, up from 18% a year ago. This rating of the national economy is actually lower than the 12% of Wisconsin employers who rated the U.S. economy as strong in the summer 2020 survey, which was taken during the economic shutdowns that occurred in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The latest Wisconsin employer survey found that hiring continues to slow. Only 46% of employers plan to increase their employee count in the next 6 months, a drop from 60% a year ago and 68% in the winter 2022 survey. Additionally, while wages are still going up, it is expected to be at a slower rate than before. Businesses planning to raise wages by less than 3% grew from 17% a year ago to 24% today. Additionally, the number of employers planning raises of more than 4% dropped from 34% a year ago to just 14% today. While hiring and wage growth shows concern, businesses are still struggling to find workers. 72% of respondents said they are having trouble hiring, though that is a drop from 85% 12 months ago. The Department of Workforce Development is reminding state residents who received unemployment insurance benefits last year that they must report UI benefits as taxable income on their 2023 tax returns and that their 1099-G income tax statements for the year are easily accessible through UI's secure and confidential online system. Unemployment benefits are considered taxable income for both federal and state income taxes, and the 1099-G forms shows the amount of UI benefits a claimant received during the previous year. To access 1099-G tax statements, claimants can go to the 1099-G tax information page and then follow a few easy steps to obtain an electronic copy of their 2023 benefit payment records. In response to customer service trends toward the convenience of online self-service claimants who have logged on to UI's claimant portal are being notified their 1099-G statements for 2023 will be accessible online and that they should not expect to be mailed paper copies. Claimants who have been granted a long-term exception to using online services will receive their 1099-G statements by mail. DWD will continue to mail paper copies upon request. If you have already to eat charcuterie meat products in your fridge, you will want to check the brand. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert due to concerns about salmonella illnesses. The product names are a Busetto brand charcuterie sampler and Fratelli Beretta brand antipasto grand Beretta. These were sold at Sam's Club and Costco. Both products come as a twin pack with two trays of meats. There have been 47 illnesses and 10 hospitalizations across 22 states, including two people in Wisconsin. If you have these products in your refrigerator, you should throw them away or return them to the place of purchase. One of the two convicted in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing of a classmate has again filed a petition to be released from a state mental health facility. Back in 2018, Morgan Geiser was committed to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for 40 years after being found guilty of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, but not guilty due to mental disease or defect. The 21-year-old Geiser previously withdrew petitions for early release from her commitment in 2022 and 2023. Anna Sawyer was also committed in 2017 for the attack. She was granted conditional release in the fall of 2021. Geiser and Wire were charged in the stabbing when they were both minors. A man who pled guilty to hanging cords across Madison Bike Pass will serve probation. 34-year-old Curtis Tesmer reached a plea deal on two counts of recklessly endangering safety after admitting to stringing cords across Bike Pass in October of 2023. One person was injured in the incident. Tesmer will serve 4 years probation and is banned from any Bike Pass while free. Two felony charges were dismissed as part of the deal. It's 7 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Richland Rejuvenates has announced the recipients of the 2024 Making a Difference Awards. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Birdseye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's currently 7 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. The 2024 Making a Difference Awards Banquet, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Civic Media Radio, will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The banquet will honor this year's award recipients, which have been announced. This year's award winners are at the Phoenix Center for Business of the Year. This award honors a business that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its employee impact, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create growth and a true sense of community. Marilyn Loft Houck and the Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society with the Outstanding Organization Award. This award is for an organization, formal or informal, that has made a deep impact on the community through its work, its vision, its volunteerism, or its leadership to create a caring, compassionate community. Troy Sharp will be honored with the Civic Leadership Award. This award goes to an employee of the city, county, state, or other governmental agency who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. The Hombres Ithaca Lions have been chosen as this year's Nonprofit of the Year. The Best Face Forward Award is presented to recognize a business or commercial property owner who has improved the appearance of a building or property in the community. This year's recipient is Computer Doctors. Jim Brock is this year's recipient of the Community Stewardship Award for work in providing the community with inspiration and vision by touching the lives of Richland County residents and his impact and dedication in making Richland County the center of it all. The Emergency Responder Award gives special recognition to the individuals who risk their lives to save others. This year's Firefighter Award goes to Doug Tyler, and the Law Enforcement of the Year goes to Lauren Moe. This year's recipient of the Educator of the Year Award is Liz Perkins for building strong and caring relationships with students while excelling and demonstrating in knowledge and passion to effectively enhance students' lives. She also shows an understanding of the individual needs of students and encourages them to use their talents and foster their self-esteem. The Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year, is someone who gives of themselves to make us a healthier community. This award goes to someone working in the medical field, which would include doctors, nurses, CNAs, or anyone involved in serving in the medical arena in any way, including those behind the scenes, such as support staff. This year's winner is Marce Jelenic. The Up and Coming Youth Award is meant to recognize someone 18 or under who is making a difference in the community or school. This year, the award goes to Smith from Kickapoo Schools for putting others before herself. The awards banquet will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. Social time will be at 5:30 with dinner at 6:30 and awards to follow. The public is invited to attend and help honor these recipients. Tickets are $20 and available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Ameriprise Financial Offices, or Napa Auto. Tickets include dinner, beverage, dessert, and the awards ceremony. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Mothers Against Drunk Driving are teaming up to promote a safe snowmobile season and educate Wisconsinites on the dangers of operating a snowmobile while impaired by alcohol and/or other drugs. More than 200,000 registered snowmobiles hit Wisconsin's 25,000 miles of groomed trails each winter, making safety an essential part of the ride. In the early months of 2023, there were 16 fatal snowmobile crashes, with 10 involving alcohol. The DNR and MAD want to share these safety tips to make snowmobiling a great experience with all recreation explorers. Don't drive impaired. Alcohol and drugs impair a driver's vision, balance, coordination, and reaction time. Don't ride with people who drink and ride. Take a snowmobile safety training course. Stay on the trail or stay home. Watch the weather and check trail and ice conditions before riding. Never ride alone. Always ride with another snowmobile. If one machine is disabled, you have another to get help. Dress for safety and survival. Always wear a DOT-approved helmet and face mask. Wear layers of clothing to keep warm and dry. Snowmobile suits, bibs, jackets, gloves, and mittens should cut the wind, repel water, and keep you ventilated. Slow down. Excessive speed is a factor in many accidents, especially at night. To help avoid accidents, keep your nighttime speed under 40 miles per hour. Stay to the right. Almost every trail is a two-way trail. Stay to the far right of the trail, especially on hills and corners. Obey all trail signs and cross roadways with extreme caution. Be extra careful when riding on ice-covered lakes and rivers. Avoid riding on lakes and rivers when possible, and wear a life jacket over your outer clothing if you must ride on ice. Visit the DNR's Snowmobiling in Wisconsin webpage for additional information on snowmobile safety classes, regulations, safety tips, and how to register your snowmobile. Vernon County residents interested in serving on the newly formed planning committee are reminded that a letter of interest is due today. The committee will develop the county's comprehensive plan and make a recommendation for approval to the county board, as well as recommend amendments to the comprehensive plan as necessary. The committee will be composed of 4 county board supervisors and 3 community members appointed by the county board chair. Members will serve 2-year terms. Interested residents can submit a letter of interest by email today to County Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at cassandra.hannon@vernoncounty.org. Register today for the High Grounds Annual 3-Day Winter Veterans Retreat Friday through Sunday, February 2nd through 4th, along with a 1-day ice fishing event Saturday, February 3rd. Both events are open to all male and female veterans. Lodging for the retreat will be at the Area Motel near the High Ground in Neillsville at no cost to the veterans. All veterans participating in ice fishing are responsible for getting their own valid Wisconsin fishing license and having it with them while ice fishing. Veterans can get their fishing licenses online at gowild.wi.gov. Registration for the Winter Veteran Retreat is required today for both events. A $30 registration fee is required for both events, but will be fully refunded. For more information and to reserve a spot at either event, contact Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.us or call 715-743-4224. Plant Diagnostics, the step-by-step approach to identifying plant problems, will be held online, offered by the UW-Madison Division of Extension Horticulture Program. The course is designed to teach you troubleshooting skills for plant-related problems. The course will run February 1st through April 30th. At the end of the course, participants will be able to explain the steps of the diagnostic process, identify appropriate resources to use in the diagnostic process, and learn how to use UW-Madison Division of Extension diagnostic services and labs for extra help when you need it. The online course is self-paced with 13 modules that include videos, reading, and interactive activities. 2 live webinars, putting the process into practice, real-world diagnostics, led by Extension educators, and Meet the Labs, presented by Diagnostic Lab directors, are included in the course. Anyone interested in becoming a better gardener and detecting problems as they arise is invited to participate in the course. An early bird registration runs through Sunday at $99 for the general public and commercial professionals. Regular registration will run January 22nd through 31st at $109. There is also a special discounted price of $49 for participants in the Wisconsin Master Gardener Program. Find more information at hort.extent.wisc.edu/plant-diagnostics-course. Today's winner of $100 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Marilyn Gilligan of Richland Center on ticket number 3. It's 7 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 7 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Friday, January 19th. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76 of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Fred Waltz is survived by 2 children, Wendy and Dennis Butler, and Wade and Jesse Waltz, 4 grandchildren, a great-grandchild, 5 siblings, Sandy Scanlon, Pat and Steve Updike, Tom and Pam Waltz, Nancy and Mike Devlin, and Michelle and Rich Bender, sister-in-law, Sally Waltz and Steve Fritz, numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins, his significant other, Kathy Wallen, and Kathy's 3 daughters, son, 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Alvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 3:30 until 6:30, and again Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Alvina Mary is survived by two children, Ruby Deanna Mary and Don Tincher of Viola, and Richard Mary of Bloom Township. Two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Dorothea Newberry of Richland Center, and many nieces, nephews of the relatives and friends. Alvina Mary, 107 of Bloom Township. John Francis Bone, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Monday from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Bone is survived by his wife of 52 years, Pamela, three children, Jonathan and Shannon Bone of Camp Douglas, Melissa Bone and Mark of Marshfield, and Joel and Tiffany Bone of Hillsboro, six grandchildren, a great-grandchild, his brother, James and Sherry Bone of Waniwak, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Bone of Waniwak, Mary Bone of Texas, and Pat and Dick Link of DeForest, a brother-in-law, Joe Lisker of Palm Springs, California, good friend Don Elmer, and many nieces and nephews. John Francis Bone, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Rux is survived by his wife of 60 years, Bonnie, four children, Lori Perkins, Sherry and Mike Biba, Jeremy and Heather Rux, and Ryan and Samantha Rux, nine grandchildren, and a brother, Daryl Rux. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Monday at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 o'clock at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Saturday, January 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ebb Bauer is survived by his siblings, David and Tammy Bauer of Hill Point, Vincent Bauer of Lime Ridge, Mary and Richard Roble of Reedsburg, and Melissa and Matt Kruger of Lime Ridge, an aunt, nephews, and nieces, along with other relatives and friends. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel. At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment is needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street, Richland Center, or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Adam and Carlene Hess, John and Vicki Clare, and Jerry and Alice Wilkinson. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How are you doing today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a fresh batch of Arctic air is sweeping down across the Midwest right now, keeping our temperatures well below normal, and that'll be the case throughout the weekend with some slight moderation later Sunday. We will see more significant warming coming in by Monday and Tuesday as mild Pacific air pushes across the middle of the country. Generally fairly quiet weather through the weekend, just a couple of flurries passing through today with a weak system. Then things will be more active early next week. It looks like a wave of moisture coming in Monday night into Tuesday could bring us several inches of wet snow accumulation or even a wintry mix if temperatures get warm enough. So definitely pay attention to the later forecasts as we draw closer. Traveling could be a bit hazardous for a period. And then another chance of precipitation toward the end of next week, although right now it looks fairly light. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly or mostly cloudy, cold, with a couple of snow flurries possible. High temperature near 10 degrees with a northwest wind at 5 to 15. There was a wind chill advisory in effect late tonight, starting at 3 a.m. Saturday, running through 9 a.m. Saturday. Do expect tonight a couple of flurries early, then clearing out, low 8 below zero. Plenty of sun tomorrow, but on the cold side, high near 11. Wind chills could be around 20 to 25 below in the morning. Northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 10 below zero. And Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy, high up to 18 with a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Heading into Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 13, high of 31. Snow or a wintry mix developing late Monday night, low 27. Tuesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of snow. Could be some wintry mix and rain as well. Slushy accumulations expected, high in the mid-30s. Wednesday and Thursday, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a cloudy 8 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 14, our low this morning was 1. Our high so far today, 9. The record high for this date, 49, was set in 1981. The record low, 38 below, was set in 1994. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 30. Sunset today will be at 4:56, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:28. Currently in Richland Center, we have west winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.32, and we did receive a trace of precipitation earlier this morning. Currently, it is a cloudy 8 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A Montana program incentivizes schools to buy local beef. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Why not encourage school lunch programs to source beef locally? Montana State University and the Montana version of a USDA initiative called Team Nutrition collaborated to do just that. Ranchers like Maggie and Josh Johnson were able to sell to local schools.
Yeah, it not only connects the kids with local food, but it fosters more resilient food systems by providing an institution market for farmers and ranchers to sell their products. It's really nice when it's not so far from home to have to deliver beef.
The Beef to Schools program gave schools a few hundred dollars to buy local beef. The Johnsons operate Montana branded near Westby.
I've had a lot of them reach out again to me about buying more beef after they used their funds that were allowed to each school. So it's definitely been a really good thing for us producers.
Ann says, Maggie, it's good for the schools as well.
I know budgets are always a big deal when it comes to schools and retirement facilities and nursing homes and things like that. So it's definitely challenging for them. And I feel like grant money, you know, is much appreciated by schools and institutions to be able to utilize local food.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933 with offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg. For your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
A lender would like to see more rural investment in the next farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A farm credit institution wants the next farm bill to put more money into rural infrastructure. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the Minnesota Ag Expo in Mankato.
Compeer Financial Vice President of Legislative Affairs Perry Osnes says the next farm bill can address a lot of needs in rural America.
Hospitals, senior living, child care, a library, a fire station, things like that. All that's important to agriculture because farmers rely on those sort of facilities as well.
He tells Brownfield the Investing in Rural America Act should be included in the next farm bill,
which would allow farm credit, allow Compeer to help bring capital back to rural America to help finance those facilities.
Osnes says there's no fiscal cost for the legislation.
We're just asking Congress for permission for the farm credit system to help finance these facilities. So I think that helps us in the end because we know dollars are tight.
In Mankato, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
A fertilizer market expert says shipping delays due to rising tensions in the Middle East will likely raise the price of urea and phosphate. Josh Linville with the StoneX Group says few fertilizer shipments are going through the Suez Canal. Instead, those ships are taking a longer and safer route to the U.S., and that's expensive.
If you look at a vessel, you're talking probably $500,000 to $700,000 more. And when you look at that over the course of 30, 40,000 ton ship, you could be talking anywhere from 15 to 25 additional dollars just for the vessel freight.
He tells Brownfield those costs are expected to reach the farm, and producers should stay in contact with local retailers to discuss price and availability.
It's important now, just as it has been the last few years, to ensure that when we step up to one product, it's readily available when we want it.
Linville says it's a situation that will get more complicated as spring planting gets closer. The USDA says export sales for several key commodities last week were up as regular business resumed after the holidays. Corn, wheat, sorghum, beef, pork, soybean meal, rice, and cotton were all above previous week levels. And while soybean sales were higher, they were below average. Soybean oil sales fell sharply. USDA reports a sale of about 300,000 tons of soybeans to China for delivery this marketing year. That's the first announced sale of soybeans to China in more than a month, reflecting Brazil's continued dominance of the global market. An agri-food intelligence company says rapidly changing technology in the food system and consumer preferences are two major drivers for the future of agriculture. Aimpoint Research Communications Director Jennifer Coleman says since the pandemic, consumers are shifting toward more of a food-is-health mindset. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X Series line comes in three sizes, while the Y Series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y Series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade is picking up steam and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Some scattered bids are now on the table in parts of cash cattle country, but so far they're being passed. Asking prices are around 175 plus in the south and 275 plus in the north. Just a handful of trade has been reported sold this week in Nebraska at 273, certainly not enough to establish any kind of an accurate trend. USDA says beef export sales of 21,400 tons were up on the week, primarily to South Korea and China. Boxed beef cutout values were mixed at midday. Choice was down 34 cents at $295.95. Select was up 119 at $284.95. At Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test on steers at 550 to 599 pounds and 650 to 699 pounds was mostly steady compared to the most recent sale. USDA says there was good demand for the sales calf offering, selling almost entirely in packages. Most of the calves were home-raised and were all weaned. It was an active market amid better weather conditions. Feeder supply included 57% steers, and 60% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Cash hogs are steady with a light opening negotiated run at the major direct markets. It's a fairly quiet start to the day, with some operations either closed or running on a reduced schedule due to another round of bitterly cold temperatures and snow in parts of the Midwest. Procurement will likely be more aggressive in the coming week, with more mild conditions expected in much of the region. The USDA says pork export sales of 33,400 tons were above a week ago, mainly to Mexico and Japan. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were steady with a base range of $39 to $50 and a weighted average of $45.96. The Iowa-Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average price of $47.35. Butcher hog markets were closed on Friday in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady at $23 to $35. Barrels and gilts were steady at $24 to $34. Boars were $10 to $20 and $5 to $10. Pork values were steady to higher at midday, up $1.01 at $89.74. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
I am Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Timsec Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Snowy Day Auction, we had a small but good crowd. Large squares topped at $245 a ton and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for more online auctions to come at TimsecAuctionRealty.com or call us 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Soybeans are up. Corn, cattle, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans remain firm, down from the highs, but essentially continuing their bounce, helped out by the sale of 297,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China this morning. Harvest activities gaining steam in Brazil with lower crop estimates from private firms. March beans are up 3/4 at 12.14 and a quarter. May is a half higher at 12.24 and 3/4. March bean meal's down $1.30 at 3.60 and March bean oil 77 lower at 46.85. Corn's up, mostly firm, I should say. Weekly export sales were solid at more than 1.2 million tons, with more than half of that to Mexico. Rains in the forecast for parts of Brazil. While Argentina is drier, conditions are still good. March corn's up 1 1/4 at 4.45 and a quarter. May's 3/4 higher at 4.55 and 3/4. And wheat's higher as most winter wheat has snow cover, but winter kill's still a possibility in some areas. March Chicago's 8 3/4 higher at 5.94 and a quarter. March Kansas City's up 4 1/4 at 6.09 and a half. March Minneapolis wheat's up 6 3/4 at 6.94 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are mostly lower, had a widespread direct business and the USDA's cattle on feed numbers. At least we know when the cattle on feed report's going to be out. That's at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. Meanwhile, direct business remains slow to develop. The packer increase improving a little bit. February lives 50 lower at 174.32. April's down 40 at 177.25. March feeders are 80 lower at 231.75. And April's down 47 at 237.27. And on spread trade and their premium to cash, February hogs are 35 lower at 70.75. April leans down a dime at 78.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Expected food trends for 2024. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Consumer buying trends can be fascinating, especially when it comes to food. Doug Rush, the Director of Commercial Marketing for T. Hasegawa U.S., says food trends actually play a critical role in the future of flavor innovation.
Empowering experiences, exotic and earthy palates, return to comfort, local adventures, female connoisseurs will play a pivotal role as well, healthy aging through precision nutrition, and then obviously the positive outlook driving consumer choices towards flavors that promote well-being and mental health. I think that's indicative of coming out of the pandemic over the past couple of years as well. And then quality. Quality is elevated as well. And then visibility is key as in terms of the importance of engaging with consumers on trusted sources of flavor discovery, and then obviously leveraging the power of social media and sharing global trends and the quality that comes out of that rapidly.
One of the trends Rush highlighted was Glocal, which is global and local cooking elements coming together. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money.
Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative.